This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Hour number two. Coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. And if you want to get in, the number to get in, which I haven't given out in a very long time, I know that, 877-807-4048, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you will not believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Why we had one of these, I don't know, because every time I hear about a poll, I just remember all of the polls leading up to the election. But recently, Quinnipiac University, they released a poll, and what they're saying is that it revealed a majority of those surveyed believe the congressional baseball shooting will have no impact on how people talk about politics. In fact, 79% of respondents said the way people talk about politics contributes to violence. This coming yesterday, the FBI characterized the June 14th shooting at a baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia, as an unplanned attack on Republican congressmen. Perpetrated by a disgruntled homeless Illinois man who volunteered for Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign last year and despised Donald Trump. Never mind the question about how did he manage to be there when the Republicans were there and why did he ask for the Republicans. The gunman, who died after a shootout with law enforcement, also reportedly carried a list of Republican lawmakers in his pocket. Although the FBI stopped short of calling it a hit list, two guns recovered at the scene, an SKS and a 9mm handgun, were both bought legally. Quinnipiac surveyed 1,212 registered voters. 54% support stricter gun laws, including 80% of Democrats and 54% of independents. Just 27% of registered Republicans agreed. Mandating background checks for all gun buyers received near unanimous support from all parties, 93% of Republicans, 98% of Democrats, 95% of independents, and 94% of respondents overall approved of the idea, which is splendiferous because we already have that, you idiots. This is why I don't like polls. And when I say idiots, I'm talking about Quinnipiac. A little over half of those surveyed said it's too easy to buy a gun. 57% said more people in possession of guns would make the country less safe. I love polls. I do. Look, Quinnipiac, do you understand that we understand you? Do you get that we understand you? During a 2013 survey, Gallup reported 60% of gun owners said they keep a weapon for personal safety or protection. The analyst said past surveys also indicate Americans tend to believe a gun in the home or carrying concealed weapons would do more to keep people safe than put them at risk of harm. The analyst behind a different Gallup poll released in December, however, struggled to explain the link between crime victimization and gun ownership while studying 16 years of survey results. My old boss, Larry Pratt. of Gun Owners of America, told CNN in May he agrees with the notion that more guns make people safer, and said mass shootings may be the final straw for those predisposed to arming themselves for self-defense. He said when something like that happens and it's vividly covered in the media, then that may prompt them to finally take action. A really good response time is about 4 or 5 minutes, and a lot of horrific shootings have taken a lot of lives well within that time. All correct. Boss got it right. But this is the thing. Who cares what you think, or who cares what you put together? I can tell right away just by your questions. Okay? First of all, whenever we're talking about registered voters, have you ever noticed that they never tell you where they got this sample from? That's very important. If you're taking the sample from the northeastern corridor, for example, you're probably in a gun control state to begin with, and with a bunch of people that have never owned a gun, don't know anything about a gun. Like the question about supporting stricter gun laws. 54%. And what this is trying to do is create this air, if you will, that America wants gun control, when in fact America elected somebody to get rid of that. Trump went to the NRA in 2016, and he went to the NRA in 2017 to say thanks. Yeah. Gun owners voted for Trump. Then there's the mandating background check question. We've had those since the mid-90s. They exist today. It's called the Brady Law. We got that from dear leader Bill Clinton. And we've had that forever. And everybody goes through one, although I didn't have to today. Because I have a permit and I am exempt. So, you know, getting out there and getting all of these 93% of Republicans, that's them trying to say that we should be having universal background checks, by the way. Then the half of those surveyed said it's too easy to buy a gun. Where are they? Where do they live? To buy a gun, even at, and look, I don't have to sit for a background check, but I do have to fill out a Form 4473. Now, it used to be with Form 4473 that you could... I mean, I would fill them out by, you know, like the check boxes you're checking. You checked the first box, yes, and then every other box, no, except for the last one, which you left blank because it didn't apply. Oh, they changed that now. Racially, I have to get out there and say I'm not Hispanic, and then I have to declare what I'm not, what I am if I'm not Hispanic. So they keep changing certain things. So I do not consider that easy. Now, it is easier by far than what you have to go through in Illinois or what you have to go through in Chicago or New York, no doubt about it. No chaos. There is no video stream on the chat page. Although I don't know if you can even hear that because you haven't clicked on the thing very likely. It just gets down to the fact that they keep repeating the same old stuff, recycling it. This is like a tire that blew out in 1998, and they keep retreading it. And even now, the sidewalls are getting so thin that you can see all the way through them. And it's constantly springing air leaks and all this. It's a bad tire. It's a bad tire to keep retreading. So I don't pay attention to polls. I don't care whether if a poll comes out today and says 57% of America thinks the sky is blue. Would that be enough for you to just give them up altogether? This is one of these things that we just need to say no to. Somebody says poll. We need to get out there and say, well, so I think I'm going to go outside and polish my lug nuts. I'd rather do that than listen to this stupid poll. I know what they're trying to do. It's not a poll. It's propaganda. And then you have arrived. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. finding practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Again, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. And I just got a communique in the chat room, and I want to do this while he is on there. And I don't know if he's listening. He just came into the chat room. He goes by the name of Chaos2K, and I have decided he is the ninja of the month of June. Just by what he put up there, he asked me a question about three guns, Buckmark, Camper, Smith & Wesson Victory, and Ruger Hunter. And I told him I would go Ruger, and he couldn't decide, so he bought all three. My friend, that makes you the ninja of the month. I need to come up with a prize for the ninja of the month. Chaos2K, you need to email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. and give me some contact information so I can get together something that I give out for the ninja of the month, because you just won the first inaugural. And I didn't even know I was going to have that. Chaos2K, ninja of the month. Couldn't decide what gun to buy, so he bought all three. I like it. I like it a lot. Now then, where'd it go? Oh, in California. California passed a ban on magazines that hold a higher capacity than 10 rounds. Now, previously, that was, you couldn't buy any after a certain date, which I don't know how on earth you take care of that. But when they passed the ban, that meant that, well, that meant a lot of people that own magazines were about to be, they're about to have their property taken from the, by the government for no other reason besides of an arbitrary number. So U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez issued the preliminary injunction against this voter-approved law, writing that the law was likely to be unconstitutional because it prevented citizens from purchasing whatever common magazine size he or she judges best suits the situation. Dear God, does this guy live in California? Coming from the Sacramento Bee, state of California's desire to criminalize simple possession of a firearm magazine able to hold more than 10 rounds is precisely the type of policy choice that the Constitution takes off the table, the injunction read. He added that a final decision will take too long to offer relief, and because the statute will soon visit irrevocable harm on plaintiffs and all those similarly situated, a statewide preliminary injunction is necessary and justified to maintain the status quo. So, the judge granted the request of attorneys from the National Rifle Association affiliated California Rifle and Pistol Association to temporarily block the law. In the days leading up to the ban, some California gun owners, pro-gun sheriffs, and sellers had been reluctant to give up their magazines. Some gun owners have previously said that they were hoping pending court challenges would block the ban. Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko said in an interview with the Sacramento Bee, "We're not going to be knocking on anybody's door looking for them. We're essentially making law-abiding citizens into criminals with this new law." So this judge, well, he actually used some first-class reasoning. And we know now that at least there is one federal judge who has read and understands what the Second Amendment means. And Sheriff Basenko has it exactly right. The notion that this would make everybody or anybody in California safer is absurd. And other proponents of this ban arguing that criminals will also turn in their illegal magazines and promise not to buy any more. Like almost all gun control measures, the high-capacity magazine ban was designed to make it appear politicians were doing something about crimes committed with guns, despite the fact that there was zero chance and zero evidence that it would reduce gun violence. Criminals don't need permission to purchase any weapon or magazine they want to, and certainly won't be deterred by crimes and laws that end up making law-abiding citizens into criminals. Besides that, how do you... Well, I know. I'm being asked in the chat room from Dr. John, Bronx Hospital shooting, ? I tell you what, Dr. John, if you're listening, if you want to call in and we could talk about how hospitals all over the United States are still gun-free zones and that kind of thing might happen, you feel free to. 877-807-4048. We're coming to the end of this segment, but you can call in if you want to, because I would love to hear from you on this one, and we can actually explore that. I don't have all the details yet, but 877-807-4048. Chaos2K, if you're still listening, you need to email me some contact information, bill@lockandloadradio.com. I'll put it in the chat room. I'll just do that because everybody, because of the stupid way it has to be spelled versus the show versus the website and everything else, I'll just put it in the chat room dialogue box. But magazine bans don't, and you know what, 10-round magazines, Elliot Rodgers had 41 of those. Not that he used his gun the whole time he was having his little romp in Isla Vista, or whatever, however they pronounce it. But he had 3 handguns that he waited, he would wait the 10 days to pick it up, and then he would wait 30, he would pass a background check. He would wait 30 days then to go get another one. He had 2 Glock 34s and a SIG 226 and 41 magazines full of ammo. So he had 410 rounds of 9mm ammo loaded in those. And that in and of itself is the stuff. And Jason, if that is Dr. John, put him on hold and we will get with him in the next segment coming up. Thankfully, though, there's one. Hey, Dr. President Trump, you can leave Judge Benitez alone. He gets it. He understands it. Right now, Kevin De Leon, the ghost gun czar of California, he's not having a good time. You can sure bet on that one. So when we come back, it looks like Dr. John has called in, and we're going to talk about the Bronx hospital shooting. He is one of the preeminent authorities on looking at hospitals as gun-free zones, or soft targets, as he calls them. He is with the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. That's coming up next when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here we are again, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Now, whenever something happens in a certain field, I have one expert who's always out there, just one utterance away. This is the second time this has happened. So, to discuss the Bronx shooting, the Bronx Hospital shooting that happened in New York State today, rather than relying on Socialist Mayor Bill de Blasio, let's go to the best-looking pediatric orthopedic surgeon I know of. That would be Dr. John Adine. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How's everybody doing today?
Okay. Long time no talk.
Yeah, and I'm the only pediatric orthopedic surgeon you know, so I have to be the best looking.
Oh, no. I know crowds of those guys. I mean, we used to hang out together when I smoked cigars. I know just scads of them. Anyway.
Anyway, so what happened apparently sometime this afternoon, about 3 o'clock New York time, he's still a doctor, but he's lost his license, family practice doctor who resigned rather than being terminated from the hospital, walked into Bronx Lebanon Hospital with one of those modified New York compliant AR-15s under his white coat, walked in and basically started shooting people. And apparently he killed one person and wounded several others before turning the gun on himself, like all of these cowards do. And apparently this guy has a history of sexual abuse and a bunch of other stuff that led to his forced resignation and also his loss of his medical license in New York State. So there you go. Your gun-free zone signs worked really well, right up until the point they didn't work. And, you know, what about all these New York laws that are supposed to protect everybody from these? You know, obviously this guy has some mental issues, or at least he was a, you know, he's a bad guy. But, you know, how come he had a gun? How come they didn't, you know, go take his guns away? You know, it's because none of this stuff works. Okay, let's face it. Bad guys are going to have their guns. And so when you go into a gun-free zone, the only person with the gun is the bad guy until the cops can get there, which, of course, is forever. This guy was going from floor to floor shooting people. I'm surprised not more people were killed, frankly. He's running an AR. You know, that's a rifle. It's not a pistol. And so, you know, the ballistics on those are a little bit better than, you know, than
any handgun.
Yeah, any handgun. Now, you get the blast injury, you know, I took combat casualty care course back in the 80s, and we had the goat lab where we actually had to do surgical debridement of a hind quarter wound in a goat from a 5.56 round. And, and believe me, that's a devastating wound. You know, it takes a big chunk of flesh and devitalizes it. It causes a lot of injury and a lot of damage. So, you know, here we are. We have our friends in New York who make all these laws to restrict the rights of the good people and make them jump through hoops, and the bad guy still gets his gun, still has his gun, and can walk in and wreak havoc. You know, I've talked about gun-free zones in hospitals for years now and how basically they're a death trap and that they're immoral, you know. And unfortunately, all of New York is a gun-free zone as far as, you know, Manhattan goes, unless you know somebody.
Or unless you work in the Diamond District.
Right. Well, you still have to know somebody, though. They still have to pay a ton of money to somebody. You know, your Mr. D'Andrilli, that's what he did for a living for a while, didn't he? Facilitate people getting their license. So you go to the Diamond District and you hire somebody like Mr. D'Andrilli, and he facilitates for you to get through all the, you know, it's a corrupt system. And only the rich and the people who can pay money to the government can get their licenses. You know, you and I, average Joe, couldn't get a license in New York, even if we had the money and we wanted to spend $10,000 to get a license. They would say no, after you paid the $10,000.
Well, I mean, Steve wants to buy me a steak, and he keeps telling me if I'll come up there, he'll do it. And I'm going to tell him, I'll come up there if you get me a permit.
There you go.
Now, listen, while we're finishing talking, I do want to talk about this at length if you have time through the next segment as well. But
sure, absolutely.
This guy, they're probably going to deconstruct and look into his background. This guy used to be an MD, right? All the people he shot were doctors too, right?
Right. Yeah, he was forced to resign because of some misconduct, and I think that it has to do with sexual abuse and things like that. And so he's probably going out to wreak a little revenge, you know. And, you know, he had nothing to lose at this point. He's already lost his medical license in the state of New York, which means he's not going to get a license anywhere else to practice in the U.S. And, you know, and according to New York laws, with this kind of stuff, he probably wasn't even eligible to have a medical, you know, I mean, to have a firearm. Certainly not in New York City. You know, they have these strict registration, even of long guns in New York. And, they tout all these laws that say, oh, we're going to protect you. We're going to make everybody register, and we're going to keep an eye on people. And, well, this guy slipped through the cracks. And here's, you know, this is why gun control doesn't work. Okay, even in the worst gun-controlled states that there are, bad people get their hands on guns, or, you know, they're not monitored adequately. And so they, even when they fall out of the eligibility requirements, they don't get their guns taken away.
Right.
This stuff doesn't work. It never does, it never has, and it never will, because it's too hard to monitor everybody. There's, you know, how many people live in New York State? You know, New York has, what, 8 or 9 million now? Yeah. I don't even know. I haven't lived there for, you know, 20 years. But, you know, New York City, you know, they're piled in on top of each other. How are they supposed to monitor all these people? They just can't do it. It's impossible.
Well, see, that's the thing I'm going to want to know, because I know there's one gun shop in one gun shop range that Steve D'Andrea used to own in New York that's still functioning today. I don't know what they're allowed to sell. I don't know what, you know, they have the assault weapon ban and registration thing regime in place, thanks to the SAFE Act. So I want to find out how he got it. And I want to find out if he did own it prior to the SAFE Act. And then I want to find out if he registered it. And then if he didn't own it, and if he, it's pretty much damning for gun control one way or the other, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're saying that it was a New York compliant rifle. So it had, you know, the no pistol grip, had that kind of weird, funky looking stock on it.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
They heated it with a heat gun and bent it. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So even so, all these cosmetic things that you can't have, does it really affect the function of the rifle?
No, the barrel's still open, isn't it? Yeah. And the bullets,
right. Yeah,
the bullets still empty. Come out that end of the rifle. Yeah.
That's right. They come out hot and fast.
Coming up on the break, Dr. John Adeen. You can find he and his his associates at Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, drgo.org or com?
No, U.S.
U.S. drgo.us. More on this about hospitals being a gun-free zone when we get back with my surprise guest. But Dr. John's a good friend of the show. Plus, he's so dadgum good-looking. I'm going to put you on.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah. You hang on just a second. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. I just realized I have way too many screams to keep track of. There are no stupid questions. Keith, you ask your question if you want to. Just give me a little more detail to it, and I'll do my best to answer it. Coming to you live from the Second... Did I already say that? Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour, well, my guest, my surprise guest, it's surprising to me that he called in. But Dr. John's always pretty good about that, is Dr. John Adeen. He's a pediatric orthopedic surgeon and one of the doctors for responsible gun ownership here in the United States. And he owns one of the prettiest SIG 220s known to man. Hey, by the way, I don't know if you saw this, Dr. John, but I'm going to still use my agency guns, but I have forsaken Glock for SIG.
Oh, very good.
You like that? Yeah. Although I'm still polymer, you know, I'm still with the 320. But now I have a bunch of 320. Well, I have two 320s, which I don't know how many 320s you need, but my next thing will be to try to fire a 220-10. Anyway, this shooting at the Bronx Hospital, this was, let's call it what it was. They're really lucky that he didn't kill more people, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, he had how much time? Apparently, reading through some of the stuff, it was up on the 17th floor of the hospital. So you can imagine being stuck on the 17th floor, not being able to move very well, how many sitting ducks there were. Apparently, he was looking for one specific doctor who wasn't there, and then he just started shooting people because he was, you know, frustrated. He had actually lost his job in 2015. He was forced to resign. He'd only worked there for about 6 months, apparently. And so he's been planning this thing for a couple of years. You know, think about this. This guy has been stewing in his own juices for 2 years planning his revenge.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the gun that he had was one of those New York compliant ones. So the SAFE Act was, what, 2012, wasn't it?
Either 2013 or 2014.
Okay. So So he could have bought this gun before he even had his issue with getting fired or having to resign from his position.
Right.
If he had it beforehand, and being a New York compliant, right, you know, there's no flash hider, and you know there's a that strange bent looking stock and whatever other evil
you can't
features
fix no bayonet. They,
right. You know, the state of New York has decided it's an evil feature.
Right.
So people, you know, jump through the hoops to design these guns, so that they meet the strict criteria of the law.
Right.
But they're still just as lethal. Even if you have a 10 round magazine, big deal. How long does it take you to change a magazine, especially when nobody else is armed and can shoot back at you? You got all day long, and he shot apparently six other people. Several in the chest. Some of them are in critical condition. Some of them, you know, are maybe not so bad. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, nothing's going to stop a bad guy with a gun unless you have a good guy with a gun.
Right.
We all know that. Unless you're going to rush the nut, as my friend Anthony Colandro in New Jersey says, where, you know, where a bunch of people attack the guy all at once from different directions. You can't shoot everybody.
Right.
And that's the other thing. You know, when you find yourself disarmed, or in a, you know, in a situation like this in a hospital or in the, you know, a Pulse nightclub or whatever. I mean, all these country zones, when the shooting starts, everybody needs to rush the guy if you're unarmed. That's your best survival technique. And people need to understand that. That standing,
well, that happens 60% of the time, 60% of the time when one of those guys is stopped. It's by
right.
people that are disarmed. But that's everybody going flight 93, which is great. That's exactly what I would do.
Yeah, but, that's what you need to do. But yeah. Your instinct is to run and hide. And they tell you, run, hide, fight, right? I mean, they tell you to run away if you can, or hide, lock yourself away. And some people apparently did that at this hospital. They were able to lock the doors and keep from, you know, keep a barrier between him and themselves. And that works in some, but you know, when it comes down to, you know, a room full of people and the bad guy, you got to rush the nut. You got to go after him. In fact, I was in New Jersey last week and I was actually on their show with them. So it was kind of fun. I actually got a chance to meet, Sandy Berardi, who's a guy I've been corresponding with. And of course I met Anthony Calandra at the NRA meeting this year. So, I mean, that was a lot of fun to see those guys. But, you know, they live in a disarmed area. I mean, you look at it, New Jersey, New York, you know, Massachusetts, California, you know, even some of Oregon, you know, all these, and Hawaii. Let's not leave out Hawaii. Hawaii, they haven't even given a license out to carry, at least in the past year.
Right.
So we have all these places where people are disarmed by their government, and they are sitting ducks whenever one of these, you know, probably crazy people, or at least, you know, somebody who's angry enough that, you know, they've given up and they're just, you know, they don't have anything to lose. So they go out there and want to take as many people out with them as they can. You know, whether that's crazy or evil, I don't know. But, you know, it doesn't really matter when you're looking down the barrel of his gun.
Right. The other thing to consider, I think, is that one day we're going to have to face the fact that what's going to happen is instead of having one mad doctor working one floor at a time with a rifle, we're going to have one bad guy working each floor with a rifle at one time, aren't we? That's going to happen one day.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's one of the scenarios that we're concerned about with terrorism, in that you have, you know, an organized group of people who can actually secure a hospital and then systematically work their way through a hospital killing people. I mean, that's what happened in Kabul, Afghanistan, not too long ago. And those were inside jobs too. Those were doctors. Those were interns that they brought their guns in and they had bomb vests and, you know, they went to work. And, you know, so this stuff is going to happen sooner or later here. These are all testing the, you know, the concept, you know, and even though those people didn't survive, the people who organized them, they have the playbook. You know, we can look at all these places, you know, the school in Beslan, you know, where they took over the school and they had, you know, over, was I think 300 people they ended up killing.
I'll tell you what,
1,000 people.
I'll tell you what, instead of us breaking that down, because that is your very best example. Can I get you to hold through the flip of the hour and let's open the hour with that story? So we need to tell that story at least once a month, I think. And that may be something we need to look at. But, the Beslan story, for those of you not familiar with it, is something that the United States is wide open for. And Dr. John has emerged as one of the preeminent, authorities on gun-free zones in hospitals. And he points out a whole bunch of really good stuff, and I don't want to short shrift it because we're about 80 seconds away from this hour ending, Dr. John. So if I can get you to hold, but tell me, what have in the next 80 seconds, have you shot anything interesting lately?
I haven't, because I've been in a gun-free zone for the last week. I went to my brother's oldest son's high school graduation, and he's going to be going to Rutgers University next year doing honors engineering. He's a very bright kid.
Right.
He's been out shooting with Paul Carlson. We did a class last year in Ohio, and Rob Morse came up, and my brother and his two kids, and my cousin. We had pretty much a private class with Paul, and we did his two-day handgun class. And so so he's actually familiar with how to run a firearm. Unfortunately, being where he is, you know, he's not allowed to have one in New Jersey because he's 18, but up to just recently he was under 18 and not able to possess a firearm unless with his father. And
you to hang on. I want to talk about that and some other stuff. Had a point brought out in the chat room just a minute ago. So we're going to flip into hour number three. I'm going to get Dr. John to hang on just one more time for me. We're going to talk about something that is going to horrify you if you've never heard about it, but you do need to hear about it. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.